For calling customer support, my name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
Oh, hi. Yes, it's 38305.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Luana Wood.
Okay, and for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address for me?
9 King David Drive, Jackson, Tennessee, 38305.
Okay, so I see that you ordered our Ultra Bar on December 3rd, paying $7.45 for shipping and handling. I do see where you called in and got the account canceled and you were fully refunded. How may I help you?
Oh. Oh, my goodness. So can you tell me like a credit number? Do you have some type of credit number or something I can reference?
You have your cancellation number.
Yes, that's it.
Your cancellation number is still the same.
Oh, the KC021?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm not getting anywhere between these companies. I think I'm going to have to turn it over to the credit company.
Payment with the account was already canceled and you have been refunded.
Yeah. Well, I called this morning. I've got all kinds of notes here. Anyway, the person there told me that 2 credits were issued for $49.99. So I have 4 charges. 2 is $49.99 and 2 is $49.97. So are you giving me the same information that she gave me when I talked to her this morning?
Ma'am?
I guess the problem I'm having is nobody's giving me names of companies. What
this is
company
for the consumer gadget. When you ordered the Ultra Bar, you called in you called in on yesterday and you got a refund. You got
the
refund on the 24th.
What company? What is the phone number I'm talking to right now? Let me look at it. It's not on here. What is the phone number? Is it the 457-3125 that I called on?
Ma'am, we are a third-party call center that represents many of different products.
I guess that's part of the problem. Because they have 4 charges, and nobody's giving me information on the other 2 charges.
On what charges, ma'am?
I don't even know what they were for. They're $49.97.
You were refunded of those charges.
But she told me I was refunded for $49.97.
You were refunded $49.97. That was the charge.
$99. 2 of them for $97? Was there 2 charges that
correct.
Was refunded for $97? Okay, so on my statement, the one account that has $49.97. The name is Active Options. So Active Options, my statement was credited for $49.97. Is that correct?
Ma'am, you were refunded both charges of the $49.97.
But I have 4 charges. I'm trying to...
Okay, well, you only have 2 charges of $49.97 and they were refunded.
Okay, and I have 2 more additional charges for $49.99. There's
And that's
two,
not from us,
of
ma'am.
four. Well, I can't figure out who you're representing. I don't know because it says
49.99 charges is not from us.
It's how okay. Are do you represent the company Mocosa Jace?
Man, we are
You
a third party
them?
Call center. We represent many of different products. Now, this account is for the Ultra Bar.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is. I didn't get it. I don't know what it is. See, and that's the problem. I need to know what company
Consumer
has been
Gadgets. The $49.97 charges.
Those were credited.
Correct.
Okay. So outstanding Fabulosa for $49.99 has not been credited.
That
I
isn't from us.
I'm sorry, what?
That isn't from us.
That isn't from you. Okay. That's kind of what I needed to know. So, all right, let me give them a quick call since it's right there in the forefront of my memory. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.